When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serious Redditors who have slept with your friend's parents. How did that happen? How was it like with the parent friend afterwards? Did your friend ever find out? I was about 17 or 18 at the time, and I always noticed my friend's dad giving me subtle hints that he was interested in me. For example, he would always put his hand on my shoulder whenever had the chance. He would look at me in the corner of his eyes. He would always be around when I hung out at my friend's house. He was an attractive man around 40 years, so I didn't really mind these flirtatious advances. One day when I was hanging out with my friend, he actually went out to do a quick errand for his dad. So it was just me and him at home. He came by the room I was in and started talking to me while sitting like 1 foot away from me. At the moment I felt very turned on, especially since he made me feel so comfortable. We ended up making out for a bit. I'm not sure how that happened. And we ended up doing it in his office quickly, doggy style. It lasted maybe like 5 minutes. And after that I was extremely weirded out. I never went over to my friend's house after. Edit, I'm a female. Friend was a male. And friend's dad is a male. Sorry for confusion. Was just getting on hookup websites and seeing the vast amount of men out there who also like men. Ended up ducking my girlfriend's dad. Never told her. Years later, she's the type that'd find it hysterical. Bonus story. She was a les. I was gay. Both of us used each other as covers without realizing. His parents had just broken up. But for some reason she stayed temporarily while her new BF got an apartment. Saturday night. Bonfire. Drank too much. Stayed up late. 2 a.m. Smoking alone, and she came out. Nothing weird BC, she is a smoker and a night owl. Stood next to me before asking to sit on my lap. I made eye contact with her. And she just started making out with me. Ended up ducking her in my friend's bed while he slept on the couch. I vowed to never speak of it again. Additional info. She was a 7 and the type to wear a Burkram B-sheet still at 40 years of age. Started going out with a best friend's mother when I was younger. Turned into a 2-year relationship. My friend got used to it eventually. Along with the rest of his family. My family hated it. My mom made me move out etc. I was about 19 at the time and I was training to go into the military, so I would constantly go running in preparation for basic. A few of my friends who were also in the program wanted to join me. So we would frequently meet up during the week to go, and quickly became good friends as a result. I met Tiffany at her house one day to help her move some things out of her house because her ship date was getting closer and no one else would help her. That's when I met her. Tiffany's mom. When I first met her, I could feel instant attraction towards her. Not only because of her looks, but because of her personality. She was getting a stripper pole installed in her house for exercise purposes. So, being 19 at the time and my teenage body vigorously coursing with testosterone, I thought that was the hottest thing ever. The more I was over there, the more I noticed that my constant stares were being returned by her mom. This continued on for a couple of weeks with occasional flirting and subtle advances until my friend's ship date arrived. In order for me to move on to the next part of the story, I have to explain how the whole process of leaving for the military works. So the night before your ship date, they put you up in the nearest hotel closest to MEPS, and the day after you process, swear in and ship out. Her mom wanted to get a room in the same hotel so she could be there for her in the morning, and she invited me to come along with her. Of course I accepted her invitation. We all hung out in Tiffany's mom's room until Tiffany's curfew came and forced her to go and left us alone. We bought a alcohol. Well, she bought us alcohol, and after a few drinks and some not so subtle advances, we had sex. It was the best sex I have ever had to date. After that night we hooked up a few more times, but it ended soon after. I don't think Tiffany ever found out, but I'm not sure. I'm 23 now and haven't really talked to her since. Edit, sorry on mobile. Pasted from the last time I answered this question. Obviously a throwaway. I ducked one of my best friend's mom for about a year. Her husband was cool with it. And a bit jealous she was doing an 18-year-old. And he wasn't. I'm going to be a bit guarded with details. But she ran a business that involved traveling around parts of the country, and I was employed by her. Because I was out of school. And an employee. Her son never put two and two together. I would travel with her. And stay in hotels with her. So it was THR perfect cover. I don't really know how it started. But she and I hit it off. She asked me once if I wanted a BJ or to be made love to. She's the only woman that has ever successfully sucked me off to completion. It was ducking wonderful. Most awkward moment was definitely when she said that's where Johnny came from. As I stuck it in her box. It's been almost 20 years now. You know that saying about older women really knowing what they're doing? Totally ducking true. I was high and had been drinking. She pretty much took advantage of me. Fast forward a few months and I'm drunk on my fiend sofa. Everyone is in bed and my friend's mum comes into the room and starts trying to kiss me. I'm pretending to be asleep when my friend comes in and goes apeshit. Stuff starts to get thrown around and I leave pretty quickly and call a taxi. That person still hates me to this day. I figured it was easier for me to be the big dick than for things to get even more complicated for my friend and their mum by me being honest. My friend's mom was in an open relationship with her husband. They were always the cool parents. They were the parents who let us drink at their house when we were all 16-17. They taught us the do's and don'ts of getting drunk. They were basically our partying mentors. Anyway. My friend's mom had always told me how cute she thought I was. And would joke about how she couldn't wait until I turned 18. I would flirt back occasionally, and one night we did some hand stuff while my friend was sitting 3 feet away. She never found that out. Law. So the day before my senior year in high school, I decided I didn't want to be a virgin anymore. I text her and ask if she wants to hang out. She says sure and picks me up in the family minivan. We drive a little ways away. Put the seats down in the back. Smoked a bowl. Listened to Kid Cudi. Then we ducked. I got the best head I've ever had to this date. And there was no awkwardness afterwards. We even hooked up a couple more times. My friend had always told me. If anything happens between you and my mom. Just please don't tell me. Which I totally understood. I wouldn't want to hear about any of my friends banging my mom. So 2 years later she finds out, and luckily it hasn't affected our friendship whatsoever. We still joke about it today. It was a simple matter of my first girlfriend's mother wanting the best and safest sexual experience for her daughter. So she took it upon herself to teach me how to not just have sex, but to please a woman. Including giving oral. Learning to last. And some now. I was 16. She must have been in her mid-30s at the time. It was a complete secret from her husband and my girlfriend. It's been 15 years, but I don't think she's told anyone. We're Facebook friends now. OP, your GF's mom is a predator. You were only 16 and she was so much older than you. I mean, reverse the genders and think about how bad that looks. Depending on local age of consent laws, she actually could have went to jail. Me and a few of my friends went to hang out and drink at this girl's house. Her mom would always chill with us too. We were just chillin' on the deck and her mom kept staring at me with these six eyes. So I went up to her and asked if she wanted to go upstairs and do a couple lines of coke with me. So we went upstairs. Did the coke and ducked. Then a few months later I ended up ducking the daughter too. The best part is they are related to one of my best friends. So after I banged the daughter, I called him and told him I was working my way through his family and asked for his sister's number. He hung up on me. Me and him are still pretty close. I haven't seen the mom or daughter in a while. When I was 17 years old, I started sleeping with my, at the time, recent ex-girlfriend's mom. It all started one day when we were hanging out at her house and she asked if I wanted to ride over to her mother's, my ex-girlfriend's grandmother, house to feed her dogs seeing she was out of town. I agreed, so I got in the driver's seat of the Suburban and started heading to her mother's. While on the way, everything seemed normal until she put her hand on my leg. I was caught a little off guard, but we were close so I didn't really think too much of it. We continued down the road in a void of silence when she slides her hand up to my belt and starts unbuckling it and unbuttoning my pants. Next thing I know, she is out of her seat and on her knees in the floorboard delivering a pretty fantastic BJ. We get to her mom's and she grabs me and pulls me into her mom's room and pushes me on the bed. At this point I'm pretty freaked out. I'm 17 and this is a lot to take in. Anyways, she goes back with more fellatio, this time taking my pants off as she goes. After a few minutes she took off her pants and crawled up to where she was straddling. As I lay there, I am being flooded with the emotions of excitement, horror, guilt, and pleasure. I protest briefly, but by the time I had a chance to put a sentence together, she had already taken me inside of her. We finished up, admittedly not too long after it began, fed the dogs and went back to her house where I smoked a bowl with her daughter. We didn't talk about it for about a week, but it turned into a semi-regular thing for about a year and a half. Eventually I cut it off because I found a girl that I cared for and she lost her sheet on me and we haven't really talked since. When I was 18 but still in high school, I had a threesome with a married couple I met online. My first threesome. We had good fun. So I came back over again soon for more of it. After the sexy times had ensued, I glanced up at their living room wall and saw school pictures of a girl I knew, not exactly friends, but acquaintances, and had been in the school system with since middle school. Dawning realization of horror. It did not stop me from hooking up with them more. It did eventually come up in conversation that I knew their daughter. They weren't too thrown off by it. The mother ran into me at our high school graduation and congratulated me. High school was weird times. When I was about 16 or 17, I had this girlfriend. Let's say Lauren. And I would always be at her house because her mom was always really nice to me and would give us free alcohol and we would just have a great time. So one night I was with Lauren and her mom. Let's say Shelley. Came to the living room and was pretty sheet-faced. Now, I had been drunk with both of them before and nothing was ever weird or whatever. But this time it seemed different. Lauren went to take a shower. And like most girls, took a 30-45 minute shower. During that time, Shelley and I got to talking. We drank more and I made a comment about how I was tired and she told me to lay down in her lap. I was like, yeah, sure, this is pretty cool, so I went with it and she immediately took my hands and started feeling up her body. She'd make comments like, my new husband is only 5 inches down there and I get really sexually aggravated and I just need a hard big dig in me. For your information, she's British. So I turned around and whipped out my 6-inch big dig and we started hooking up for about 15-20 minutes, and about 3 or 4 minutes into ducking, Mr. Stepdad woke up and we saw the light in the kitchen turn on. Luckily, we had enough time for me to get my sheet and run into Lauren's room. And the Shelley just played it off that she went for some water in the middle of the night and got horny and started playing with herself. Luckily, Mr. Stepdad never found out. But afterwards, the mom would call me at work. I worked at an ice cream shop at the time and we were never busy, so I was able to talk on my phone, and she wouldn't stop trying to get me to come over. I do think the Shelley told her daughter about it because Lauren broke up with me totally randomly and Shelley would call me 2-3 times a day asking me if I had seen or talked to Lauren because she had moved out with her biological dad. Shelley would constantly invite me over, but for the sake of not getting caught and just feeling bad for Lauren and her situation, I never went back over. I had a friend growing up whose mom and dad got a divorce. She was smoking hot, everyone had a crush on her. Well, after the divorce she ducked about 10 of his friends, me included. 3 of them gang banged her. How it happened for me is she came to the bar I was at one night and I had a fat sack of coke in my pocket, and when the bar closed at 2 she wasn't ready to go home, so I invited her back to my place to do some blow and drink. Well, one thing led to another and I banged her. We met up 3 or 4 times after and banged again. I have a friend that's a few years younger and went to her graduation party. While there I hung out with her and her family, whom I had known for ages, and commented to her mom, whom we will call Anne, was looking good. Anne had started working out and was looking fit after her last relationship ended. Anyway, Anne and I had always gotten along well, so I was just being courteous and honest. But it was true. Anne took it well and we flirted a little. But I was oblivious. I was just having fun. When I got home, Anne and I started shooting some messages back and forth, and quickly I realized what was going on. I'm slow. I never turned her away because I liked what she was selling. So that summer I dropped by a little more frequently. And sometimes I happened to come by when my friend was at work or otherwise away and just hung out with Anne. It worked out well for a summer. Me and at least 5 more of my friends that I'm sure of used to bone out our friend's mom on the reg when we were about 16. It seemed really cool at the time. But in hindsight she was a legit predator. She supplied our alcohol and a place to drink it. Waited for her son to pass out, then let us basically do all the things every 16 years old wants to do but never get the chance. It got really creepy. She got angry at our girlfriends and all that stereotypical predatory mom jazz. We collectively decided to stop boning her about a year later. I'm certain my friend, her son, knew. But he refused to acknowledge it whatsoever. We are also no longer friends. Obvious throwaway. When I was 16 I had this girlfriend in high school. Her mom would always flirt with me. ETC. When that girl broke up with me, I was heartbroken and her mother called me to ask if I was okay and if I wanted to get some coffee. A few hangouts later, she used me like her boy toy for a few months and her husband never found out. Got a job at a restaurant that my friend's mom worked at. She would be flirty with me but I ignored it. Then she started texting me and eventually I ran into her at the bar and she asked me to come home with her. Once we got to her place, she turned on Napoleon Dynamite and then started polishing my knob. We eventually started banging and broke near everything in her kitchen and showers. One of the worst parts about it was that she would bite just about as hard as she could and I woke up with bruises that looked like someone had tried to eat me alive. 4/10 would do it again. My friend and I have known each other since we were both in pre-K. We dated a while. It didn't work. But we stayed close enough to where I would sleep over all the time. We would hang out every day. And stuff like that. Once I turned 18, a couple months ago, his dad started treating me completely different. He went from the type of parent who just says hi and bye to initiating conversations about a bunch of stuff. Especially when my friend went out for something. Or when I showed up and he wasn't there. Anyways. One day I show up and he says my friend won't be there for another hour or so. I turn away to go home and he says it's cool if I stay. So I do. Which was pretty dumb. I know. Anyways. We're having normal conversation and he randomly springs it on me. He doesn't love his wife anymore. He's always had a thing for me. I didn't know what to say. But all of a sudden he's sitting next to me on the couch. I didn't know what to do or say. But he leans in for a kiss. And I kiss him back. He starts feeling my chest. I reach for his crotch. Before I knew it, we were naked on the floor. Going at it. I would be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. But we haven't done it since. I care about my friend much more than a good duck. I never told him. His dad still tries and talk to me and I brush him off. As enjoyable as it was, I probably wouldn't do it again. At least not with the dad I did it with, haha. Sorry it's a bit late. I was 16 at my friend's house. Whilst they were outside drinking beer through a hose, I was inside my friend's mum's bedroom just chatting. Don't remember much, but I went to kiss her and she pulled back and looked at me. Got up and locked the deadlock on her bedroom door. That's when I knew it was on like Donkey Kong. Best 30 seconds ever.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.